an update on that. Future app. We talked about this a few days ago. Literally, you put in your stats. Here's what I eat. Here's what I weigh. Here's
exercise habits.
All of those things. And it'll tell you the date you're going to die. And they say they're eerily accurate. Now, it's brand new, so how can we even know? But it costs $40. With the $40, you get their mortality kit, which brings you all sorts of like ways to improve your health and that kind of stuff.
Maybe don't eat 5 eggs a day.
Okay, right. It would probably tell me that. The app would say, stop eating so many eggs. You know, stop eating so many Bear Bells. Now, Rusty, our fact checker, dug deeper on this. There's a free version of it that'll just give you the date. That's all it is. You know, here's the date you're going to die if you put all that stuff in there. All right.
Do you roll the dice? Do you dare?
Yeah, I would do that. I would do it. You don't want to know.
No.
You wouldn't?
I don't.
Even if, well, I'd be worried. Listen.
That it's a low number?
Well, yeah, I would be. Let me tell you this. When I was 17 years old, my friend Deanna Slaughter came over, and we played Ouija board.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And listen, this was around Halloween. It was October, and we had.
How old were you?
17.
Did she lose a bet?
Listen.
Did you have the Ouija board, or did Deanna bring it over?
Deanna brought the Ouija board over. And we had just decorated our homecoming float, okay? It was me.
Were there sparks?
I always liked Deanna. We had always been friends. People later told me I was in the friend zone with Deanna.
Okay, we've all been there.
She was great. She was great personality, very attractive. And I don't know how it came to pass. I can't remember, but we were at her house in her garage decorating the homecoming float. And there were like 6 or 7 of us. You know, our homeroom decorated the float. And we had all done it. And Deanna said, y'all want to play Ouija? Okay? And, well, then, of the 7 or 8 of us there, most of them said, God, no. And ran, you know, they ran. They were like, God, no.
Evil. Too evil.
Too much evil.
Satanic.
Led into the house. And then I think Deanna said, now, look, I've got the Ouija board, but it's secret and my mother's home, so there's no way we can play here. It's too evil. There's too much wickedness involved.
It's like a horror movie beginning.
Exactly. So I said, have you ever seen a waterbed? Because I've got...
Ew.
I said, let's go to my house and we can do the Ouija board. Now, of course, I was...
You were terrified, as everyone else was.
Of course, yes, but...
But you were leading with your hormones.
I liked Deanna. I thought she was great. Yes, I was leading with my hormones. But then my friend Anthony said, I'll come too. I was like, right. So it's like, okay. So we pack up the Ouija board. We head to my house. We plop down on my waterbed, and we start doing the Ouija board. She says, turn out the lights, light some candles, that kind of thing. So, I mean, it's real.
Use your mama's candlesticks from the dinner table.
I went to get all that. That's right. So.
There was no Yankee candle back then.
No. I had to go get mom's.
The good candlesticks.
Good candlesticks, which I paid for later, believe me, you know, because we're in the holiday season. And so we start doing the Ouija board in October, and we do a few questions, and then finally it was like,
I'm not moving, or are you moving?
Right.
No.
It was really moving, and we all had our hands on it. It's like, ugh. So Deanna says, why don't you ask it at what age you're going to die? And I was like, oh, I mean, I was trembling. I was absolutely trembling. This is what this app is like.
I'm semi-hard, but.
Okay.
There's an attractive female in my room.
First time. And there would be no other.
And attraction. Anthony.
It'll be a while. And there was Anthony. Anthony's like, yeah, do it. Ask it when you're going to die. I was like, why don't you ask it? So we asked it first for him, and it was like the numbers were 87. You know, it was really high. So then we asked it probably for Deanna, and again, it was up really high, 90. You know, the numbers are on there. Well, then we asked for me. Okay, you ready for this? 19. It goes to 19.
Oh, did God. Anthony do that? He must have slid that.
Yeah. I couldn't. I was like, 19.
One. Nine.
You can imagine how worried I was when 19 came up. And then Deanna did the smartest thing. I was looking at them, and they were both like, but Deanna said, don't worry. The demon is very scatterbrained. It could be 91. The demon is dyslexic. She goes, the demon is dyslexic. So it very well could be 91. And I tell you this, my whole year that I was 19, I was very, very careful because I thought I've got to get through this. I thought if I get through this year.
You beat the Ouija board.
I beat the Ouija and I'll make it to 91. So when I got through 19, I thought, so now I feel like 91. And if I, boy, if I beat 91, I guess I can say on my 92nd birthday, Ouija didn't. I'm going to call Anthony and I'm going to say, you, yeah. I know what you did. You moved. I'm going to call Deanna and
you
call
ruined Anthony. My freshman year.
That's right. I tell you, that. That was probably the reason that I saved my virginity till after freshman year because I didn't go anywhere my freshman year. I'm telling you that right now. It was
no spring break.
Nothing.
Didn't cross streets.
Nothing. No.
Didn't ride a bike.
Do a thing because I was like, I've got to make it through the 19th year because Ouija. And it was like a horror movie. Yeah, it was very difficult. That's what this app is going to be like, I think. When you get the app, I mean, what if it says
91?
Well, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
If it said 91. I'll download it. I'll do it. But probably will take me some time. I'll have to put, because you have to put it on your stats and stuff.
I'm assuming, yeah.
I hope it, I mean, if it said 91, I'd be like, all right, that's a good run, don't you think? That would be a really good run. 91. This is health related. BB Shea just said, how long does it take you to get through a stick of deodorant? And his answer was 7 months, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Even though he uses it.
Start clocking the new one.
I will. Okay. Yeah. I just started it. Yeah.
Well, right down the day. I mean, early December.
Okay.
And so we'll see how long it takes. Will this one make it to Easter?
We'll see.
It should make it to like June based on what you're doing so far. These are an expert weighed in on things we almost never clean, but we should. And belly button was at the top of the list. People don't scrub their belly button.
Well, but it's a sensitive area, right? I mean, you can't be too.
I don't like it. I don't like to feel that feeling.
I mean, I don't even think about it in a shower.
No, I don't either. I don't either. And they say most people don't, and you really need to like get inside the belly button. This is a doctor was saying this.
That's only if you have innies, right?
Yeah, but I do. I have an innie. I guess, well.
I think most people do.
I do too. But my son has messed with his belly button so much it's gone from an innie to an outie. I tell you that.
Yeah, I thought I'd forgotten about that, but when he was still in high school, right?
Yeah, and I took him to the doctor to see if he had a hernia, and they were like, there's nothing I can do. The doctor said, there's nothing I can do for this. He's just messed with his belly button so much. It's gone from an innie to an outie.
They can't circumcise his navel?
I mean, I guess they could, but they
said surgery.
He said, if you want to pay for it out of pocket, I said, I'm not paying for that out of pocket. He did that himself, and that's all there was to it. That was the day that one of his classmates, he had fallen asleep in class, and one of his classmates drew a penis on his thigh.
Oh, yeah. On his pants or in shorts?
Was he wearing shorts? He was in shorts, and I saw him.
On his skin?
Yeah, and I said, what is that? And he goes, oh, man. And he was like, Marshall. Marshall had drawn a penis on his
thigh. So Marshall.
Horrible. Lynn, you're talking about Ouija boards. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was a teenager. Asked the Ouija board, when would I die? What age would I be when I died? Mm-hmm. It said 57. I had a heart attack at 57, but I survived.
Oh, my God. That just gave me a chill. That really gave me...
Yeah.
That bothered me. Maybe the demon was dyslexic, like my demon.
Yeah.
But then that'd make you 75. I want you to have a better run than that.
Yeah, my parents, both of them were in their 70s when they died. So, yeah, that would probably be then.
How old are you?
Yeah, I was... I'm getting ready to turn 67.
Okay, but I see.
Oh man,
if I were you, do you fear it at all? Do you fear death?
No, not at all.
Okay, a lot of people say
Kelly
that.
Does.
I do. I know a lot of people terrifying. Say that. I am scared of it. I need a better relationship with the Lord, you know, so that I can make sure that I'm getting into heaven.
Well, maybe this game from Parker Brothers can help you. Ouija board. Utter nonsense.
Thank you, Lynn.
Is it a Hasbro or Parker Brothers?
Parker Brothers. It's written down at the bottom, made by Parker Brothers. But I was a real guy.
Do they still sell them?
I'm not sure.
I'm assuming they do.
You can buy one.
I got, after that moment, I said, this is so real. I went and got one at KB Toys. But my mother said, don't you dare let the demon in the house. And I said, but Deanna Slaughter. And she's like, no.
Did your float win homecoming awards?
No, I think it got third place. We did okay with it, though, in Deanna's garage.
In our home senior year, I had a buddy who drove a convertible. And so we got to have one of the princesses sit in the back of our car. I was his co-pilot. He was the driver, of course. We got to drive on the track around the football field.
Very nice.
How awesome was that?
Oh, I like that. And I wore my letter jacket to the parade.
What did you letter in?
Glee Club. and I had a treble clef. A lot of people said that. They're like, what is that? You don't play anything. I was like, yeah, I do Glee Club. And I had a treble clef music note on the A for Ashboro High School. Uh-huh. But I was made sport of for that. Let's face it. That was a difficult time for me. And
did it cost your mama $75 to buy it?
Yeah. She said, well, you want to make sure you let her. And I did that.
And you wore it one time.
Yeah. The night of the homecoming, senior year is when I wound up wearing that. Here's the other thing you should clean that most people never do regularly. Phone screen. Almost nobody cleans their phone screen.
And I give it a wipe with my pants.
Do you? Oh, well.
Once a day.
With the pants.
Wipe it on the blue jeans.
Yeah, me too. I guess you should get one of those.
Little scrubby cloths.
Yeah, but I never do. I don't think anybody does that.
I probably have 24 of those cloths somewhere. Like there's one in my car.
Yep.
There's one in my dresser drawer.
My wife will bring one out occasionally and says, clean your screen. For women, this is women, the bottom of your purse, because you sit it all over the place.
You do.
And then you sit it.
Restaurant floors, exactly. Bar floors.
Exactly. And then you sit it on your counter at home, you know, on your kitchen counter. So they say you should wipe down the bottom of your purse all the time. And for men, this will go for you, BB Shea. Sometimes you have one of these, a beard. Clean your beard regularly. Do you do that?
I will shampoo it from time to time.
Yeah.
And when I do,
but not
one.
Every time.
Not every time.
Yeah.
No.
But there's a whole world of beard care. If you go down like the men's care aisles at the stores.
Yeah.
Oils, conditioners.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Shampoos.
It's an industry.
Do you use all that?
No. I did when I had a longer one, but I just shampoo it from time to time now.
Okay. Did you like that? Was a lot of upkeep for that long
beard. It was way too much.
I like it when you're clean shaven, like seeing your face.
Thank you.
I told you that.
Yeah.
Also, this is hygienic as well. Scrub your pierce holes every so often.
Oh, yeah.
Take your earrings or whatever, nipple piercings.
Labia.
Wherever, labia. Scrub them up.
Get in there.
Go ahead and get in there because your pierce holes. Your pierce
you should
hole.
Bring that up with your daughter and your wife tonight.
Scrub your pierce holes.
How often are you cleaning your pierce holes? I'm assuming your son is unpierced.
He is. They hold on to bacteria. Maybe Biggie wasn't scrubbing his holes enough. That's how he got.
Did he pierce his navel in high school?
He said he wanted to pierce his navel one time. He wanted a big piercing at one point.